ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge. Two highly coveted fridge magnets. One could be yours very simply by just answering questions correctly. You get a Mighty Challenge winner's magnet or a very rare black special edition 10 in a row magnet. Very difficult to attain, but certainly not impossible. We've got five particular categories for this evening, so have a listen up to what they are. Animal names, rockets, punk, which I think will be very interesting, four-letter words, which involves everyone being very polite, and famous stands. Five questions, five categories. Animal names, rockets, punk, four-letter words, and famous stands. You've got to start calling if you want to be a part of this. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Peter has already called in from Pakenham in Victoria. Peter, welcome to Nightlife. Petty, you still with me? All right, let's try Adrian. Are you still? Are you here? Adrian in Boynwood.
Adrian,
we've got five categories. Do you need to hear them again, or do you know which one you want to kick off with?
Oh, let's just go with animal names.
Animal names. By what name is the sportsman Eldrick Tont better known? Eldrick Tont Woods is better known by another name.
Eldrick, Tont?
Tont, T-O-N-T. Eldrick Tont Woods is a very famous sportsman, but better known by a very different name.
Oh, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is absolutely correct on that one. Well done. Do you want to change categories? Do you want to keep going with animal names?
No, we'll stay with that. We'll stay with animal names. That's cool.
All right. Which actor starred in Teen Wolf, Stuart Little, and Back to the Future?
Oh, geez. I'm not really good on on movies and stuff. Back to the Future, that young fella, but he's not young now, he's the one who's got Parkinson's. Oh, geez, I can't remember his name. I'm going to have to pass. I'll give it on to the next bloke.
We'll take it on to the next one, but Adrian, thank you very much. Now we've got Peter in Pakenham. Peter, welcome to Nightlife.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. I don't know what happened there.
That's okay. Yeah. The question for animal names, which actor starred in Teen Wolf, Stuart Little, and Back to the Future?
Yeah, that's Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox is absolutely the one we were looking for. Thank you very much for that. Do you want to change categories? Do you want to stay with animal names?
Could you please refresh my memory with the categories? I turned the radio off in the background and just lost it all.
Peter, it'd be absolutely my pleasure to do that. The categories are animal names, which you and I are on right now. We are on rockets as another category. Punk, four-letter words, and famous stands.
Let's go with famous stands, please.
Oof. Who co-created Spider-Man, the X-Men, and the Hulk?
Yeah, he's the Marvel guy. He died not that long ago. He's in every one of his movies. Just about. He has a sort of a cameo role. Just let me think for a second.
You're good.
He was even in an episode of The Big Bang Theory, you know, when they went to his house. What is his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's killing me. Sorry to do this, but really is killing me. My goodness, everyone's going to get the clue now, but that's okay. Good on them.
Good on them. You're going to pass on me, Peter?
Can I just go through the alphabet just once in my head? Just give me 1 second. I've just about got it.
J-K-L-M.
Peter.
All right, sorry.
No, mate, thank you. I love that you're a fan as well. I really enjoy that. Peter from Pakenham, not quite making it across the line on that one. Casey on the line in Gundagai. Casey, welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you.
Do you need the question again?
Yes, thanks.
We are on the category of famous stands, and we are asking which famous Stan was the co-creator of Spider-Man, the X-Men, and the Hulk?
No, I don't know any Marvel movies, sorry.
That's okay. They were comic books that he was creating as opposed to movies, if that's any help at all?
No.
None at all. Casey, thank you very much. We'll go to Marie, who's in South Bank. And Marie, do you need the question one more time?
No, quintessential Stan Lee.
Very quintessential Stan Lee. Are you a bit of a fan?
Marvel? Yes. Not the comic so much, but yes, Marvel.
Have you got a favourite Stan Lee cameo?
No, I'm just trying to, I was trying to think while I was on hold of the different ones, but the, no, I think there was one where he was trying to say who he was, but the, somebody wouldn't believe him or ignored him.
Oh,
and it came out being Stan Lee. I can't remember which one that was.
That does ring a bell. I probably haven't seen all of the movies, but I particularly like the one in Captain Marvel where he's cameoing as himself, reading the lines from a movie he was going to be in back in the 90s, because, of course, it's set back in the 90s. It's very clever. And I should say, on the text line, I don't mean to ignore you. I apologise. Many, many people getting in with the right answer on the Stan Lee question, which makes me very happy indeed. Marie, we are on the category of famous stands. Do you want to stay or do you want to move?
I will stay, please.
You will stay. Stan Marsh is a main character in which animated TV series?
Yeah, should have gone back to the animals. okay, Stan Marsh, and is he a lead character, did you say?
He's a main character in which animated TV series?
I'm going to go, I don't watch this, so I'll go Family Guy.
It is not Family Guy, but Marie, a very good guess on that one. We are sitting on the category of famous stands at the moment. Dan's in from the caves in Queensland. Dan, do you need the question one more time?
No, it's all right, Nick. On Teen Wolf 2 was Jason Bateman.
It was Jason Bateman. Did you enjoy Teen Wolf 2? It was a bit of a mixed bag.
No. It was horrible, but he is the best actor in the world at the moment, or I reckon, Ozark.
Ozark was really good, Dan. Look, I only caught a few episodes of that, but I keep meaning to go back to it.
Yeah, it's never too late for a comeback, you know. Like, so he's performed very good. So
now text line is absolutely going off with the right answers to this. So Stan Marsh is a main character in which animated TV series? What do you got for me, Dan?
And it appeared in the Atlanta Olympics in the break at the World Cup. On Australian TV, and it's South Park.
It is indeed South Park, which has been running for a lot longer than I think it has. It's been going for decades now.
Yeah, not quite as long as The Simpsons, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah, quite a lot. Ray in the Bay, Joanne in Bendigo, all getting that right on the text line as well. Dan, do you want to move on categories? Do you want to stay with famous stands? I can read them all out for you again if you want.
No, read them out, mate.
We have got.
I took off the.
No. You're all good. We've got a couple of questions left in animal names. No one has touched rockets yet. No one has touched punk as a category. We have four-letter words and we have famous stands.
I don't think I better go four-letter words. But
it's good to know your own limitations.
Yeah. Let's go punk because it's got to be Iggy Pop, hasn't it?
Well, just you wait for the question, Dan. Who is the lead singer of the Sex Pistols?
Johnny Rotten.
It was indeed Johnny Rotten. Is that your era of music?
No, I don't mind them. I was probably only born about when they come out, but I've got a photo of Sid Vicious painting of John Murray from Lightning Ridge. He painted me Sid Vicious and his girlfriend Nancy.
Wow. You get down to Lightning Ridge because that's right up near the border with you, isn't it?
Yeah, no. I used to live at Moree, and I went out there once, and my ex said, "You'll never own one of them paintings." And anyway, I bought about 12 of them.
Now, Dan, I love Lightning Ridge. I was in Dubbo for a few years, so we'd get up that way. It's a decent little drive, and those hot springs, the natural springs, are absolutely fantastic. All right, you took out question one of the punk category. Do you want to stick with punk or do you want to move on?
Yeah, we'll stick with that. But, Dubbo, the Duchess of Dubbo, how good was she?
Very famous indeed. Dan, books and films of the steampunk genre are usually set in what century?
I'd say the 1800s.
The 1800s or the 19th century is absolutely correct. Thank you very much for that. Are we moving categories? Are you moving categories or are you sticking with punks?
Let's move categories because I wasn't too confident with that.
That's okay. So, you've got animal names, we've got rockets, we've got punk, we've got four-letter words, or we've got famous stands again.
Oh, let's go back to stands.
Famous stands, we're back in it. By area, which is the largest country ending in Stan? I think this is a brutal one. By area, which is the largest country ending in Stan?
Uzbekistan.
It is not, Dan. You came really far, but it is not Uzbekistan. We'll go to David, who's in Mount Cooler. David, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, hi, thank you.
David, I can give you the question again. We're in famous stands, and the question is, by area, which is the largest country ending in Stan?
I reckon that'd be Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan is the Stan we were looking for, enormous given its size.
I think it's the largest landlocked country in the world.
This is why I like doing stuff like this. I learn many, many new things. Adrian, Harry, Susan, all on the text line, shouting out, definitely Kazakhstan. Quite a few right answers coming through. In fact, some very clever players on the text line. If you want to be part of the questions, I've got David at the moment, but you're able to call in on 1-300-800-222. We are getting stuck into the Mighty Challenge. My first ever one. And I'm looking forward to the reviews afterwards. David, what category would you like? Are we sticking with famous stands or would you like to move on?
And might I say you're doing very well tonight. So
Very generous of you. Thank you very much.
No, that's okay. I might go with four-letter words, thanks.
Oh, I knew someone was going to. Which French word for handsome can also mean boyfriend?
Oh, beau?
Beau is exactly what we were looking for. Well done. You're knocking them out of the park, David. Where are we on to? Are we sticking with four-letter words, said the man nervously on radio? Are we moving on to a different category?
Oh, no, we'll stick with the four-letter words.
Oh, thank you very much for that. Worth 22 points. What is the highest scoring four-letter word in Scrabble?
Q and Z are both worth 10, so they've got to be in it, so it must be quiz.
Well done. Very well done. Quiz was exactly what we were looking for. Where are we on to, David?
Oh, we'll stick.
We're sticking with four-letter words?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a lot of confidence. This is good. What is the name used for an Hawaiian party or feast?
I'm just thinking luau, but that doesn't sound right, does it? The feast is a luau. I'll say luau.
You will say the correct answer in that case. I was waiting to see if you talked yourself out of it, David. But yes, luau is correct.
I often do talk myself out of it.
Yeah. Oh, everyone talks themselves out of it. Don't worry about that. There are many, many Scrabble players coming through on the text line who were shouting out quiz very vocally. I don't think I would have got that. I haven't played Scrabble in ages. Where are we on to category-wise, David?
Oh, look, I'll stick with four-letter words. I haven't been doing too bad.
You're doing great. I think you're going to wipe this category out, to be honest. What word can mean a bird, a chess piece, or to cheat?
I know a rook is a bird and a chess piece. I'm not sure if I've known it be cheating someone, you rook them, but look, I'll just have to go with rook.
Rook would be absolutely the right answer on that. Yes, you can rook a person. I think it's the correct way to use it. A bit of an old school word. I don't think it gets used in a lot of parlance these days at the moment.
No, I don't think so.
David, you are hammering through four letter words. Where are we going to? Are we staying with this category?
We'll stay with them.
All right. In 1905, you're going to regret this one. In 1905, Dr. H.A. DeVoe coined which word for the air pollution that was created by the Industrial Revolution?
I think it's a mix of the words smoke and fog, and I think it's smog.
It is a portmanteau that was smog. David, how many is this for you? Are we up to five?
Could be six.
Could be six.
Have we finished four-letter words?
We have not. We've got the final four-letter word, the fifth one. Do you want it?
Five. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll give it a go.
You're going to give it a go. Which two four-letter words often precede "and testament" in the title of a legal document?
Last will and testament. I'll say. Last will.
Last will were the two words we are looking for. That has put you to seven correct answers by my counting. David, what category are we moving on to? You have wiped out four-letter words. Are we on to famous stands? Are we on to animal names? Are we on to rockets? Or are we on to punk?
I might go with animal names.
Animal names. Which adventurer became the UK's youngest chief scout in the year 2009?
Oh, I don't even understand the question.
Which famous adventurer, very well-known figure, became the UK's youngest chief scout, so headed up the UK's scouting groups in the year 2009?
Okay, and it's animal names. I don't know. I'll say, I really don't know. I'll just go with the bear cubs.
Not the bear cubs. David, you did a valiant effort. And I really appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, boy, we are powering through the Mighty Challenge. Now, if you are just picking up the phone, and I should say my name is Nick Healy. It is very nice to have your company. You got me for the next 3 weeks or so filling in for Phil. It is my first crack at the Mighty Challenge. We are powering through the questions at a great rate of knots, to be perfectly honest. We'll go to Shane. Shane's in Malanda. Shane, welcome to Nightlife.
Yeah, thank you. I've got no idea. So, good night.
Good night. Was that do I just hear some jingle bells in the background of you?
No. Not really.
Oh, I'm hallucinating in that case. All right. Shane, thank you very much. Sorry you're staying on the line all for that. Okay. Ian's in Dover in Tassie. Ian, welcome to Nightlife.
Good morning, sir.
Good, whatever time of the day it is, wherever anyone is. Ian, the question, and we're in the category of animal names, and the question is, which adventurer, so quite a well-known figure, became the UK's youngest chief scout in the year 2009? Your fellow Taswegian Susan has got it right on the text line. So has Joanne from Mildura, and another Canberran has come through.
I think it might be Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls was exactly the bear, the animal, the man, the myth, the legend that we were looking for on that one. Ian, we can stay with animal names. There's still four categories with questions in them. I can read them out for you again if you would like.
We'll stay with animal names. It seems to be successful. I've got one right.
Hooray. You have got one right. You're doing really, really well. Yeah. Who married Beyonce Knowles in 2008?
Who married Beyonce Knowles? Animal names. There's an area of knowledge that I will soon be having filled in. I'll have a bit of a guess at Michael J. Fox.
It was not Michael J. Fox, who was an earlier answer, but Ian, you did really well. For what it's worth, I think this is the toughest question out of tonight's Mighty Challenge. It is a really complex one. And we'll see if Anne in Caulfield can take it. Anne, can I read you the question again, make it easy for you?
I don't think it's going to make one iota of difference, actually.
Well, I'm happy to give it a go anyway. Who married Beyonce Knowles in 2008?
And this is an animal name.
There is an animal connection to the name. I think this is a tough one, a genuinely tough one.
Okay. I don't really know how many times she's been married. I would have gotten all of the other ones.
Oh, no. Isn't that the tragedy?
Late, you know? But I will just suggest Jay-Z. I think she's been married to him. I don't know if she still is or isn't, and it's not much of an animal name, so that's it.
But you were right. It was Jay-Z. I told you this is the toughest one. Blue Jay, Jay-Z. I mean, this is we're really into the weeds on this one, but you've absolutely nailed it.
Animal name.
Well, it's a Blue Jay. There's a J.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
He does spell it J-A-Y. Thank you to the people. Oh, again, Joanne Mildura, who is an absolute gun when it comes to this, is in there as well. Diana saying J someone, very, very close.
Are they still married?
I believe they are. I think someone would have told me. Let me know if they're not married. I feel like I'm missing out on good gossip on this one. 1-300-800-222, although be prepared to wait because I think Anne's got places to be on this one. Anne.
Basically, Anne's been waiting a long time. I knew answer after answer after answer. And I thought, come to me now, come to me now, come to me now. And you came to me when I didn't want you to do it anyway.
But you still got it right. You're absolutely going gangbusters on this one. So we have a couple of questions left in animal names. We have rockets still. We have punk. And a couple of famous stands have yet to be located.
Let's try animal names.
We're going to stick with animal names. I admire your tenacity. Which US inventor was granted a patent for a revolving gun in the year 1836?
I think there was a thing called the Gatling gun. But I don't think that's an animal. I'll just say Mr. Gatling, but I've got really no further idea than that.
That's okay. It was not, very sadly, Mr. Gatling. But Anne, thank you. Well done on Jay-Z. I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't have got Jay-Z correct. I think you were very impressive on that one. We'll go to Bo, who's on the road. Bo, your name was actually an answer a bit earlier. You must have been kicking yourself you didn't get in for that one.
No, I spell it differently.
Ah, well, there we go. All right, all right. So the question, which is in animal names, which US inventor was granted a patent for a revolving gun in 1836?
I believe that would be Samuel Colt.
Samuel Colt was the animal name we were 100% looking for. I had Adrian at Bella Vista getting it right, Harry in the Bay getting it right as well. Very well done to everyone on that. Samuel Colt, some tough ones on this one. All right, where would you like to go? Are we staying with animal names? Can I refresh the categories for you?
You can, yes.
It would be my pleasure. Animal names remains. We've got one question left. We've got rockets, which no one has touched yet at all. Punk still has a couple of questions in it. And, of course, famous stands.
I may as well try and knock this category over.
Oh, bold man. All right, let's do it. Jack and Diane and Hurts So Good were hits for which American guitarist?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp. You have closed out animal names for us, Bo. Well done on that one. And that takes you to your second right answer. Where are we moving to? Are you going to Rockets? Are you going to Punk or are you going to Famous Stands?
I'm going to risk Punk.
Risk?
I'll either know it or I won't.
You'll risk Punk. I admire this one. This is a very good one. It's an interesting one. Which French electronic duo had hits with Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger and Around the World?
Daft Punk?
That is absolutely Daft Punk. That was everywhere. There was just like, that was such a big song for so, so long. Bo.
That was a fluke when you said French, because I always thought they were German.
No, Daft Punk are absolutely French. I think Kraftwerk would be the closest thing on the German music side to them at the moment. Are you staying with Punk? Are you moving to Rockets? Are you having a crack at Famous Stands?
I think I'll bomb out wherever I go, so I may as well stick with Punk.
We'll stick with Punk. All right. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk? That's a quote from which film?
That'd be Mr. Dirty Harry.
Mr. Dirty Harry would absolutely be the right answer on that one. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of other Clint Eastwood movies more than that, but I didn't mind it.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
Now, people have been pointing out to me, I might have actually been asking one extra question per category. So thank you to everyone who's been coming in to yell at me on that one. And thank you to everyone who's been diving in on Daft Punk and letting me know that was the right answer as well. Boy, oh boy, I knew I was going to get something wrong. I didn't think I was going to ask too many questions. We have got a final question in Punk. You can move on to Rockets, Bo, or you can try and close out Famous Stands.
You sound like a salesman trying to steer me
into
Rockets.
No. You're going to stick with Punk? London Calling was the third studio album by which punk band?
Love It, The Clash.
To the Imitation Zone. Forget it, brother. You can go in alone. London Calling to the Zombies.
It is an album that stands up quite a lot for something that was made in the 70s.
Yep.
You been a fan?
Real good group. Oh, fan. Yes, I like them.
All right.
From what I heard. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Are you moving to Rockets or are you taking us back to Famous Stands?
I know jack about Famous Stands and I know probably even less about Rockets, but I may as well open that one.
All right. We're opening up Rockets. I'm very proud of you. You're doing a very good job on this one. Bo, in World War II, Operation Rocket was the name of a British plan to supply aircraft to which Mediterranean island? And I'm happy to ask that again because it's a very detailed question.
Yeah, one more time.
In World War II, Operation Rocket was the name of a British plan to supply aircraft to which Mediterranean island?
Mediterranean Rocket. I'll say Cyprus.
Sadly, Bo, your beautiful trip on the road has ended with us, but thank you. It's been a lot of fun having you along for the ride. It is not Cyprus. Susan's got it right. Thank you very much for that. I've had Adrian, I think. No, Harry, just reminding me how many questions I'm supposed to be asking. Thank you very much. Peter's in WA and Victoria Park. Peter, welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you very much, sir. Wonderful. You're doing a great job. Really good job.
It was very generous of you, given though I'm making a few missteps. But, yeah, we got 3 weeks to get this right. We're in Rockets, and the question is, in World War II, Operation Rocket was the name of a British plan to supply aircraft to which Mediterranean island?
Truthfully, I wouldn't have a clue. I've done really good in the last five questions, but that one, I'm out and about. So throw it to someone else. Thanks. Have yourself a good evening. Or good
you
morning.
Too. Thank you for sticking around for so long. It's been a heaps of fun to chat to you. Peter was in Victoria Park. We'll go to Mark in Canberra. Mark, welcome
good
to
morning.
Nightlife.
Good morning, Nick. Thank you. I'll try Malta, Nick.
Malta would be exactly what we were looking for on that one. Congratulations. Are you a bit of a history buff, someone who reads a bit about World War II?
Oh, a little, yeah, and my family were in the World War II. Yeah, Dad fought in the war.
Ah, yeah.
And I don't mind the war movies. They're very good.
Next question. Are we moving on to rockets?
Are we staying with rockets?
She packed my bags last night pre-flight. They are the opening lyrics to which 1972 song?
Rocket Man by Elton John.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man that think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
He was on tour a little while ago. Did you get a chance to see him?
I didn't, but a little bit of extra trivia. Nick, Elton John was married, his father was a wing commander in the RAF and my dad was a wing commander in the RAAF, so there we are.
How do you know that? That is a wild bit of information. How do you know that?
I read a lot and I'm 68.
I'm very impressed by that. Mark, are we sticking with Rockets? Are we... we've finished Punk, so we've only got Rockets and Famous Stans left.
Yeah, Rockets are good, thanks.
Team Rocket are the main antagonists in which Japanese video game and anime series?
This will be my doom. No Hiroshima or Fat Man or Little Boy bomb questions.
Sadly, no.
Could you say one more time?
With pleasure. Please. Team Rocket are the main antagonists in which Japanese video game an anime series?
Look, I don't know. So Merry Christmas and thanks for your good work.
Merry Christmas, and I hope we get to chat again sometime in the future. Mark in Canberra. Justin's in Frankston. Justin, welcome to Nightlife.
Good morning, and it's Team Rocket. We're blasting off again, and it's in Pokemon.
It is absolutely Pokemon. Do you play? Do you watch? Have you got family members who do?
Pikachu? Yes, I do.
You do? Hang on. Is it family members or do you play yourself?
No, I am an absolute 100% Pokemon freak.
Wow.
I have got my whole room decorated in Pokemon.
Justin, that's crazy. This is fantastic that we got you on this question, is that one? Because it was very niche for a long time, and now with the movies and the translations and everything, it's so popular.
Yeah, well, actually, it started off with the cartoon series, and then later on the year, it started off with the movie, and now it's gone to Nintendo Switch. It's gone everywhere, and, you know, it's just gone global, and my favourite Pokemon of all time has got to be Pikachu.
The most recognisable of the Pokemon, I think, for people who don't play a lot. I got very into Pokemon Go when that came out. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I've actually got a whole deck. I've actually got over 200 Pokemon cards.
Justin, amazing. All right. Well, are we sticking?
Just to answer your previous question with Jay-Z, yes, they are still married.
Thank you. just fantastic. I did need to know that. So thank you very much. We've got two categories left in the game. We still have Rockets or we have Famous Stands.
Let's go Rockets.
We're sticking with Rockets?
Yes.
Sticking with Rockets? Are we sure, Justin?
Yes, let's do it.
Which English engineer achieved fame in 1829 when he built and successfully ran the Rocket locomotive?
Oh, man. Why did I have to say that? This was well before my time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 1829 was wildly before the time of anyone who's going to be having a chat with me this evening.
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to have a stab in the dark and say Henry J. Ford.
Not Henry J. Ford, but a good stab in the dark. And Justin, thank you very much. You know the number to call. I'd love to hear from some people. So, you know, if you feel like you're ready, because we are getting down to the pointy end of the mighty challenge. And if you're only coming in now, Nick Healy is my name. I've seen a few people saying, who's the bloke? Nick Healy, you got me for 3 weeks. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. We've only got a couple of questions left, and only two categories left in the game as well. That was even with me accidentally asking one too many questions. Thank you for everyone who's been counting on that. We'll go to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to Nightlife.
Good evening.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well.
Andrew.
Welcome to Nightlife yourself.
No, I'm having a fantastic night. I'm going to ask you the question again because it's quite a complex one, so don't be offended. It's a big question.
I know the answer to this one, actually.
Oh, do I need to answer? Because I'm seeing plenty of right answers coming through on the text line. Who have you got for me?
Stevenson.
I'll take it. George Stevenson was the full name, exactly what I was looking for. Well done on that. We have two questions left in Famous Stands and only one question left in Rockets. Where would you like to go, Andrew?
I'd like to stick with Rockets, if possible.
We are going to stick with Rockets. Which Australian tennis player was nicknamed the Rocket?
Mark Philippoussis, wasn't it? The Scud.
Say again, who?
Mark Philippoussis?
Not who we were looking for, Andrew. I'm so sorry, but thank you very much. Mike in Oak Park. Mike, the question we have, and it is the final question in the category of Rocket. Which Australian tennis player was nicknamed the Rocket?
I was hoping for Stands, actually. But,
you get this one right, you can have all the stands you want, or at least two of them.
Yeah. Oh, now, what's the guy out of Queensland? Can't do it.
That's
sorry.
Okay. No, Mike, I'm glad we had a chat at the very least. Mike in Oak Park, passing on that one, a question which I'm seeing get correct from Di, from Adrian, from Rachel in Kilmore, home of the Kilmore Meat Room, one of the fantastic places. Thank you very much, Rachel. Tracy's in Launceston. Tracy, welcome to Nightlife.
Hello, Nick.
Tracy, the question is, and it is the final question in the category of Rockets, which Australian tennis player was nicknamed the Rocket?
Oh, I don't have a clue, but I'll go for the alliterative kind of answer. Was it Rod Laver?
It was absolutely Rod Laver. Well done. It makes sense. Rocket Rod. Helen and Bega. Helen and Bega coming in saying that was definitely Rocket Rod. And Frank, who's in Mount Evelyn, also saying Rod Laver, which takes us down to the final two questions. Limber up. How are you feeling, Tracy? Are you feeling confident?
Oh, no, my brain started to go to sleep.
Bear with me for as long as you can in Launceston. I'm very excited for this. Look, this is the last two questions, even with me managing to ask too many questions. So thank you to everyone for being very patient with me. Tracy, we've got Famous Stands. That's the only thing left. Which journalist hosted Real Life on Seven and The Link on the ABC?
Was it Stan Grant?
It was absolutely Stan Grant. Tracy, you know what this means?
Scary.
We are down to the very final question. Take a breather. Get yourself in the right mindset. Like you said, brain starting to switch off. Totally with you on that one as well. The final question. Stanley Kowalski is a character from which Tennessee Williams play?
The streetcar, A Streetcar Named Desire. Yeah!
Tracy, you're a trooper.
Thanks, Nick.
You've won. Congratulations. Is this your first win?
Oh, no, a couple of years ago.
Oh, well done, well done, well done. So have you got the magnet already on the wall, on the fridge, I should say?
Yeah, it's on the fridge.
Have you got room for the second one? This is my first magnet I've given away.
Oh, that's exciting.
This is my first one. This is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Tracy, congratulations.
I'll make room for it.
Stay on the line and everyone will be with you in a second to get all of your details. To anyone I didn't get to, my sincerest apologies. We do it again tomorrow. You've got me, like, for 3 weeks. We're going to have so many chances for me to get this right along the way. All the texters, you guys are remarkable. I'm quite impressed how quickly you actually managed to get in.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.